Cindy K.
This is Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I was just checking to see if Robert, WR8RW, might be monitoring this frequency this afternoon. And from Robert, anyone else out there that might can give me some information of what our Caesar's Head repeater is capable of doing now with DMR? Kind of working with DMR, and you guys are my closest repeater. Anybody got any info on that? This is Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar.
FO, this is W4NDK, Nate in Charlotte. I don't have any information on that, but I just thought I'd get back to you. I'm a mostly Yaesu user, so I'm on Fusion Wires X.
There. Yeah, I'm up here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and playing on the radio. I got two things going on at the same time. Working really hard at activating, keeping 146.520 open and going. We got a bunch of guys up here who's interested in keeping that active. But then also I'm paralleling that with a DMR radio, and my HT will hit this repeater up here. But I'm not having any luck at all with DMR, so I was just going to rouse somebody from down in there. But where are you located?
My name is Nate. It's W4NDK. And Tuxedo is a great place. We go up to Canoga, not far from there, every year. And then we go up to that apple orchard, Skytop. But my family's spent a lot of time up there at the camp, Camp Mondamin, working there and campers. I was never a camper. My brother was. My uncle worked there. My grandmother worked there. Grandmother's from Hendersonville. So Tuxedo is a special place for us.
Almost in my yard more than one time. I'll throw some landmarks out to you, then I can pinpoint you a little bit closer to where I live, so you know where the fire department is.
So, you know, we don't visit down that far that often to Tuxedo, because we go to Canoga and we come right back, but, you know, we go to the apple orchard. Yeah, I know where the fire department is.
Mondamin. Okay, so, yeah, the fire department's right there on the old 225. And just right there with that is the entranceway to South Summit, South Lake Summit Road right there.
Hey, what a nice area. How'd you get so lucky to be in that area there?
Nobody else wanted, man. But no, I'm not, I don't want you to get misunderstood where the dividing line, the status dividing line is. I don't live on the lake. But across from South Lake Summit is a road called Mountain View Church Road, and that takes you up here on the mountain. And now that's where I live, up here on the mountain. And in fact, if you was at a Skytop Orchard and you walked out through there far enough and looked down over the mountain, you would be basically looking at my backyard.
Well, up there, what a nice place. Yeah, I know somebody who could possibly help you with DMR, the Charlotte Digital Radio Group. There's a guy named Roland. If you look at their website, he might be able to help you out. But I don't know much about DMR up in that area. I'm sure it's on the website of local nodes or whatever. Wires X Fusion, they call them nodes. There they call them, I don't remember what they call them.
New to it also. I've been working HT and was doing fairly well because I could hit the Caesar's Head repeater without a lot of trouble, but boy, for a long time now I've not been able to. But I ordered me a mobile DMR radio this week, and I'm working on code plugs. Our repeater is the Hendersonville Club repeater, and we're up on Barawalla. Our frequency is 146.640, and when I'm closer to Hendersonville, of course, that's our club's repeater and all about it. But here in Tuxedo, I'm closer to Caesar's Head and can hit these guys a lot easier than I can even hit Barawalla. I can normally hit a Caesar's Head with my 2-meter HT with no problem. So, yeah, it's fascinating stuff. I'm very interested. I'm still trying to get code plugs into my knee radio, but I think I'm going to really like it.
A little further when you're on digital. I was up at Mount Mitchell this weekend camping at the foot of Mount Mitchell down in the South Toe River area, and I was picking up some repeater with Wires X on it, and I was listening to some folks on AmericaLink up there, and I picked that up better than just about any other repeater.
Better's right along up in there. You do go. In fact, it's still active. I don't keep up with that one, but I think there is one up on Mitchell, and You're right underneath. I guess he's right underneath one repeater. We're pretty close to it up there.
So I was in Mount Mitchell, but I was in Mount Mitchell. I thought I was going to get into that repeater bubble on my HT. Something in the way. And then that other one, it's at the same frequency as, like, Galen. And X. And I know there's a guy named Sam up there that has his own repeater on Wires X. He calls it Appalachian Hams. But Tuxedo, I'm sure there's a DMR. There's a lot of them. And if you ever want to look at Wires X too, get yourself a FT70D and try out some of those rooms, or maybe a 3D Yaesu. Wires X is great. I really like it, but, you know, FM is my preference. So is your name James? My name is Nate.
It sure is, Nate. Juliet Alpha Mike Echo Sierra, and my call sign again is KK4JFO.
I'll be right back to you, James. I want to talk to you a little bit more about Canoga. If you've been living there for a long time, then you would know Chief, who used to run it.
Okay, Nate, let me do something while you're doing that, and if we lose contact, then I'll be back to you. I've got another radio that I'm practicing, experimenting with an antenna, and I want to see how well it's getting out, and if we just totally blow it, in just a few minutes, I'll get back to this one where we can talk some more, but I'm going to go change radios and antenna, and I'll try to get back to you shortly. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar. And been talking to Nate in Charlotte while he's stepping out a minute. I'll go ahead and call again. If there's anybody out there knows anything about any DMR repeaters up on the Caesar's Head tower, I'd like to know about that a little bit more.
I didn't get what your question was. I was busy. Your wife was making noise with pots and pans. My name's Tom. And your audio is much weaker on this one than it was on your other radio. Over.
I've followed you along on this radio for years now. I'm glad you came back to me. Yeah, I've changed up. This is just one of these days where I'm just changing up radios and antennas and everything. So now I'm on a radio with a lot. I was on 75 watt down to 50 watt, and I've changed from my mobile station in my Jeep to now a mag mount that I stuck up on top of the house. My go-to antenna is my J-pole, about 30 foot in the air, and I always can get to that one. But I'm just playing around with stuff. I'm mostly just trying to make sure where all I can get to with 520. So that's my main thing. But yeah, Tom, are you still singing in your group there?
You're thinking of WU2T, Rusty. This is Tom. I'm a November Zero Tango Radio. And God help us if I ever try to sing. I did play a French horn for 9 years back up in Kansas in the university orchestra, but singing, no. God didn't bless me with that.
Well, you're right, Tom. I did get you mixed up with Rusty. Your call signs stick in my head real well. There's a bunch of call signs that do not. But yours and Rusty's both just rattles right off, and I keep that in my head a lot. So, yeah, I hear you on the net. I check in every night on the net down there, and I hear you pretty much every night in my category anyway.
I was messing with the radar here on the computer. You said your name was Nate. Is that correct, or you was talking to Nate?
Yeah, I was talking to Nate. He's down in Charlotte, and it's amazing. You're just trying to get your local boards, and then you get a comeback from Charlotte, which is totally great. But no, my question for it, Tom, and I'm into DMR radio just a little bit, and I've been working off of an HT. And back when I got that thing, I was brand spanking new, and I ain't much better at it right now. But when I first got it, the HT, I could hit Caesar's Head repeater with that thing all over the place. Well, I ain't done a lick of good in, well, a long time on anything there. So I've ordered and received now a mobile DMR radio, And I guess my main question, Tom, if you happen to know, is has there something happened to any DMR code plugs or anything for the Caesar's Head repeater?
No idea. Johnny or W4DJ Jeb, Dave, could answer that. Everything here has been pretty much the same. I'm located in Greer, and yeah, we hear Charlotte quite often. There's dead spots between here and there, but yeah, there's some guys over there that come in pretty good from that area. I'm 14 miles northeast of downtown Greenville.
Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
There's some information. Go ahead, Gary.
A little bit of information. I live actually now up by Caesar's Head, and I've got a Kinect system to the DMR radio, which I too hadn't used for quite a while, but I charged it up the other day and tested it out on the Echo, and it was working. You might take a look online at the SC Heart, that's South Carolina Heart or SC Heart organization. They have actually sample code plugs for some radios for the networks here in the area, including the Greenville repeater on Caesar's Head, the DMR repeater. And don't know what kind of radio you've got, whether they would have a code plug for it, but that's how I got my code plug in my Kinect Systems radio. I just downloaded it from their site and modified it with my identification, etc. And so I know your name is not Nate. That's who you were talking with. But I heard you in there, KK4 question mark from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Echo Yankee, yes, I am KK4JFO, and I'm James, Juliet Alpha Mike Echo Sierra. Yeah, my HT has every bit of that. The whole entire code plug is in my radio. The guy I bought it from had it programmed down in Charlotte. I've got so many code plugs in that thing, I could talk to the moon. Greenville is certainly fully packed into it. I know I've used it. I've used it very effectively in the past. I've not been able to use it recently. I mean, it ain't nothing much there, and I went to everywhere. I also hear the TAC 310 and 11 and all that really are not much active anymore, but I can't rouse anybody off of Caesar's Head, and I thought, well, I don't know about it, but the code plug is all in my radio. I'm fully functional with code plug. I went on the site that you're talking about, South Carolina Heart, and looked up some of that to see if there was something that I was missing, so... it just may be just not too many people on it or something.
Yeah, that could be. I have not been monitoring it for a while. The PRN, or Piedmont Radio Network, I know was pretty active in the past. You can check in there or just, throw your call out on that and usually get somebody to come back. But, all right, well, I'll back on out of here. You have all the information I have, and it sounds like you're doing fine. So, James, good to talk with you, and Tom, good to hear you on here as well. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee, mobile.
I'll be clear with you, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee. I'll be clear with you. I appreciate you coming by, and Tom, we talk on a few more minutes, or if you need to go on, that's fine. That was my main reason for coming on this afternoon.
Oh, I'm fine. I just got done eating beautiful meal, frog legs and scalloped potatoes and baked beans and homemade Parker House rolls and a big glass of milk and I'm just sitting here vegging out, James. I think that meal was as far uptown as you can get. My wife Bernice of 52 years is quite the chef. Well, James, I see you're in Zirconia up there, not too far from the Skytop Orchard. We go up there now and then. KK4JFO, this is in 0TR.
KK4JFO, NZTR. I get it, I think. But anyway,
Well, two things I need to tell you, Tom. Two things that I think are really, really important. Well, one thing's the most important, and that is I need to give me a pen and a piece of paper, and you need to give me a little bit more accurate directions to where you live in Greenville, because somehow I feel like, I don't know, I really feel like it in my heart. I just feel like it's what's supposed to happen is it sounds like I need to drive down there after a while and visit you and your wife with the hopes, of course, is that there are some leftovers. I don't mind making myself right at home, so... But, yeah, I need to get me a pen and a piece of paper and drop by and make a visit on a fellow ham right there. QSL?
QSL. And I might add, Gary teaches the courses down here in ham radio and is a wonderful guy. And he recently made his 2TH up in the mountains. And he's one of the good ones, I can tell you that for sure. He just put up a beam I gave him the other day, a 13 element beam, and it really looks nice. And he was doing a little VHF contesting, and I'm glad somebody's enjoying that beam. And James, as soon as this coronavirus is open, you'd certainly be welcome. We're from Kansas, and I tell people, they ask me what's so good about living in South Carolina, and I always tell them, you know, I was very surprised because I hated leaving my friends. And my two daughters told me when I got retarded or retired that, a little of both, I was going to move. So it's the best thing I ever did. The people are wonderful. The peaches are astounding. I could live on them. And the scenery, and well, I love airplanes. And they got a lot of those down here, too, which we never had in Kansas unless you went over to Wichita. And I lived in Pittsburgh, Kansas for 62 and a half years, James, and that's in the very southeast corner of Kansas. Over.
You have landed yourself in a tremendous place that kind of meets just a whole lot of interest that you have. I was going to tell you, if you come up here to Skytop, I was telling Nate over there in Charlotte that, well, you'd eventually have to get over here somehow on the old 25. You'd come off down here at the bypass. Well, let me think. Yeah, you'd come up through Greenville and or up to Traveler's Rest and come off the bypass and get up on the old 25. Well, you're actually literally coming past my house to do that. I live here right with Zirconia only because our Tuxedo post office had to close up and they moved everything over to Zirconia. But literally, I'm in Tuxedo. I'm just right up above on the mountain above the fire department on the old 25. You might know, remember something about that.
10-0-TR, KK4-JFO. Well, I was just looking at it on QRZ here with your call sign, and looks like there's a lake up there right close to you. I haven't zoomed in on it. I see Tuxedo south of you there. We live between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham. And Lake Cunningham's 5 minutes south, and Lake Robinson's 5 minutes north, not far from the Cunningham Fire Department here. And we've been here about 10 years now, and you're right, it's the best thing we've ever done. My wife and I just love it. And we don't have a big place here. We got 1.2 acres, but got a lot of timber out back and really enjoy it. And yeah, I'd like to stop by there sometime. James, we love to go to Skytop, and then it's just this dang virus. We haven't been intermingling with anybody lately.
Making a really wise decision. I don't know what the end looks like inside for that virus, and I'm hating it for everybody, and especially those who have health issues or whatever. I feel for everybody has to, or at least certainly feels like, responsible enough to stay home and not socialize. That's just so unlike any of us, I'm sure. That lake you're talking about, it's a pretty neat lake. I kayak it all the time. It's called Lake Summit. It's a man-made lake. It's a power lake, and it's called Lake Summit. And so I can see in the fall, my mountain view is down across the valley. But if the leaves are down, I can see the lake in the wintertime.
But you'll get some general idea where I'm at up here. So that's called Lake Summit down there. I like to go up on, Skytop even when they're closed. I do QRP radio with my Bellcraft KX3. And where I'm at, you don't get up on Skytop is high elevation. And I like to go up there and just play around on 5 watts on an Elecraft KX3 up there. I throw my in-bed antenna up the tree and just hang off on the side of the road up there. So, me and you talking a whole lot of the same talk right there.
James, I don't know how old you are. It doesn't say that here. But I do see what looks to be a Quonset hut not far from where they got your latitude, longitude marked on there on satellite on QRZ. But, yeah, you need to get hooked up with NY4G, Ariel. Wonderful guy like Gary, and also a brilliant man, especially when it comes to ham radio, and he has that same radio, and I think that's the one he's got, it's Elecraft. And he does these summits on the air all the time. And he lives more towards Tigerville, a little north of me, 10, 15 miles. And he's quite active on that summits on the air. I sent him a text today, and I kind of felt like when he didn't answer it back that he was probably out traipsing through the Tulies, or the Boondocks, as we called them up in Kansas.
Yeah, well, I do that as well, Tom. I'm registered with Summits on the Air and Parks on the Air. And that was really my reason for, I was doing Summits on the Air, and I was logging along in a Yaesu 857D, and found out there's two things about that that you don't want to do with Summits on the Air. You don't want to have to carry that much weight, and your battery don't last long. And So that's what prompted me to go to the KX3, so I could lighten my load a little better and have a much longer a shelf life for my battery. But I do parks on there mostly so far. That's big to me. I chase parks, and then I go out and activate. I was down there this week, this past week. I was down there. I got the Table Rock State Park and the Kiwi Toxaway State Park under my belt this week, two in the same day down there. So I do parks a whole bunch.
That's fine business. How old did you say you were, James?
57, Tom. 57 last February, so 57 and a half now.
Roger. You sound like a kid, 57 and a half. We always counted those when we was kids. You got to get in touch with Ariel. Look up NY4G on QRZ and pop him an email over there. I just can't tell you. I slipped off the mic here. I was trying to run the mouse here. I can't tell you how involved he is. Now, I think he's trying to do 100 summits on the air. I look at him when whenever he sends out the links through the Career Amateur Radio Club. And follow him up the mountains and that. I don't know how he does it. He's had some heart health issues. Personally, I've had a lot of issues with my health, and I'm 72, and I won't even go into it, but one of them is congestive heart failure, so I don't do too many summits on the air, James.
Exercise is good, and the outdoors are good, and that's really, you know, the background of getting everybody out of their shacks and out into the wilderness and enjoying it some way. But Tom, you would probably very much enjoy parks on the air. You could do that under, it's a whole lot different conditions. You could actually operate a 100-watt radio while sitting in your car, as long as you're on park land. Once you're on the park border, inside the border, you can operate and activate that park. Summits are a little bit more restrictive. You've got to get right up to the activation zone on that thing, which does require hiking to the peak up there to where they've got it designated. Parks on the air is just wonderful. You can just take whatever. You don't have to stay 100 watts. You can do whatever you want. But you do have to activate 10 parks to make that happen, whereas I think it's 5 for summits.
lot of times you can't get up there and spot yourself if you don't have signal and all that stuff. Parks are easier and a whole lot more convenient, especially if you have health issues. So I highly recommend for you to do parks. You should really enjoy that.
With KK4JFO. Fine business, James. I love Morse code. I'm probably 90% Morse code. Now, lately with the sunspots down, I've been very negligent. My wife and I work out in the yard and garden, and we have some chickens and stuff like that. And I like to target shoot a little bit with 22s and whatnot. And, so, and can't even do that now. It's so hot and very limited on our yard work until about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, usually. But that sounds interesting. But Ariel is a very accomplished ham and very accomplished CW operator. We used to talk at least once a week on Morse code of an evening just to practice. And I've been negligent about that, too. But he's been very busy. He takes care of his parents, and his wife's a nurse. So he's got a full load. But he still manages to get up there in the mountains all the time. I don't know how he does it. He just retired from General Electric. I think he was the chief engineer in the hot section on the turbines. And just a brilliant man. But if you... send him an email, you could probably get hooked up with him, and he'd probably go traipsing around in the boondocks looking for copperheads with you.
Thought we would find a few and some rattlesnakes to go with that right there. What else was I going to say just then? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're a step above me. You do a lot of CW. See, when I got licensed, which has not been all that long ago, I think maybe 12 years ago now, but that's when they dropped the CW requirement for getting your license, and so I didn't have to do anything for a license on that to get my tech or my general. It made getting your license just a whole lot better. I don't know that I'd ever got enough words per minute to get my tech license or anything else with CW, but now that's the way to go. If you can get up in there on SOTA, especially where you can't do single sidebands and the phone and all that. Yeah, CW, you can pretty much make your contacts. You may have heard of K2JB, and that's Dean. He's big time up here. He's actually on up in Asheville. But he's been the first one to activate several summits. You look him up online, K2JB. That man is all over SOTA. And he does, not exclusively, but mostly CW. And he was kind of my mentor on that SOTA stuff to help me understand what to do and how to get started and all of that. So, you enjoy watching it, too. I don't know how much of a biography he has on his side or whatever, but he's big time into that SOTA. All right, this is KK4. Still speaking with N0. What? Tom, how come I can't get your call sign every time I try to do that? N0TR. I like all that stuff.
JFO, this is N0TR, and that's Tom Rouse. That's the reason for the TR. Very fortunate. I had two other buddies that had their initials up in Kansas. N5SD was Steve Draper, and I'm trying to think of Phil's call. Phil Rankin, N0PR, yeah, that's what it was, up in southeast Kansas, but... I started in 94, and about 20 years before that, I was into CB until it started going downhill, and the profanity and everything got really bad, and so I couldn't have that around my children. I had two girls, and so got rid of that, and I ran into a friend of mine, and he was totally blind. He stepped on a landmine in Vietnam. So I go over and help him out, and he had an extra class license, and I was kind of shamed into it. Eldon told me that if he could do it, I could do it, And so anyways, I thought, well, I'll get my Tech Plus license. And so I got 5 words a minute. No, I hated code. And then I thought, well, I'd sure like to do that HF. So I got my general. I took each one of these in steps. I took the general written, and then I went back when I got good enough, 13 words a minute on the code. And then I took the advanced. That was the hardest test. And then I took the extra class, and I didn't think I'd ever pass 20 words a minute. My gracious, that was tough. And I said, as soon as I get that, I'm going to throw this code sheet away, and I'll never touch it. And I got 297 countries now, James, and probably could have had more if I'd have been diligent. And, you know, most of those were on Morse code. Well, there was a lot of them. There was 250 or so on sideband. But you can do it. I said I couldn't, and I'm dumber than a rock, so I know you could.
You're certainly not the first one who's encouraging me to do that, especially since I like to do all the extra stuff that goes with this hobby. You're certainly not the first one to say you're missing out on a whole lot if you can't do CW, and I fully believe them. I really do. And I've tried starting it up a few times, and I don't know. It's just one of those things that don't come easy, but I think I could if I could devote more time to it. And all of my equipment, of course, you know, is well, not all, but my KX3 is definitely designed for paddles. So, it's something I'm not saying I've gave up on by any means. And I do hear a lot of great reports about people that use it. I do enjoy, I think probably one of the things is not a deterrent, but one thing I very much enjoy about to talk and hear the actual human voice is what really does appeal to me. I do like the dots and dashes. I've just never disciplined myself to learn it. But I do like picking up the mic and just and having a human voice on the other side of it.
James, yeah. I do too. And I enjoy just getting on there and calling CQ and talking to somebody. As I said, though, the sunspots are down, but I've heard some good predictions in the next cycle coming up, so we'll hope that some of the scientists are right, and a little different than most of the weathermen around here. But at any rate, it's a far, far better mode than sideband, and you'll really enjoy it. N4IQ's a friend of mine, and he's down south here with Traveler's Rest, and she's excellent at it. Now, Rusty, I call it cheating because I'm an old-timer, but it really isn't. He uses a keyboard. If you ever do that, you'll get ruined. He says he can't send it, but he can hear it. I don't know. If you got that keyboard, you're seeing it, and then all you got to do is key it in. And these digital modes, RIDI's fine, but those FT8 and FT4, I'm an old-timer. That's not ham radio to me. That's BS. I got no use for it. But there's a lot of guys that do, and that's, you know, N0TR don't make up the rules. But I do have an opinion, and I might not tell you what you want to hear, but I'll tell you the truth. James, go ahead.
With you on that, Tom. You know, it was a stretch for me to even go with DMR because, again, I sort of follow your background a little bit. I did CVs as well, and for the same reasons, it wasn't, you know, I loved it when it was good, but then it got bad, and so I've got CVs. I still got, hadn't been on a CV radio in, who knows, 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years even, maybe longer than that. So CB has been a part of my history. While I think hooked me on this kind of a concept of scanners, that's where I really enjoyed listening in on scanners. And then, of course, all the analog went to digital and encrypted and kind of lost all of that. But so I've got a basic good, you know, background of all of that. But again, my heartbeat is the very simple thing. And there's people all in our club up here. They're just gung-ho. They want to see the waterfalls, and they want to see all of this. They're just, and I mean, they're devoted to it, and I cannot in the least bit
argue about what they enjoy doing. They're all in it. They just get bubbly excited about it. But it's not for me. I want to do this right here. And if CW, you know, was also a part of this part of the hobby, I'm all for that too. Like I said, it's a stretch for me to do DMR. And the only reason I really want to do it is not so much that I do all kinds of HF. I'm all over HF. I do contests and everything else. So HF is my world. But I want to do DMR so that I can do a little bit more. I want to try to keep up with events and stuff around our country and events around the world. And I know that's internet-based and repeater-based and all that stuff. And that's a stretch for me to kind of, you know, feel like I'm not selling out on HF or 2 meter or whatever. But that's kind of how I'm into the DMR is for that reason. But boy, I love HF and I love this stuff right here. So I think Sonic Me and you sort of got geared the same way.
There's your first letters you can learn. W4NYK. This is KK4JFO with N0TR. Yeah, fine business. Well, I feel the same way. If those people enjoy that FT4, FT8, and all that, that's great. And I know old timers that just love it and do it, and that's great. Heck, back when I first started out, we had old Cheat Tour, Pack Tour. I forget what all of the different modes were. I never did do those. I did do some SSTV, and that was fun. But with the internet now, that's kind of... They still do it, but it's kind of gone by the wayside. It was really neat, you know, guys would be up in Alaska on vacation or something, or out of the States, and they'd be transmitting SSTV pictures of it. It was really great. But I don't think there's anything wrong at all. I'd be interested in that digital stuff on these radios like this. I just never have applied myself. Gary, I'm sure he knows, being an instructor and all. But he's pretty well self-taught. But he was, and I don't know exactly the position, but he was in charge of radio stations all over the world for Voice of America, the gentleman you just talked to a while ago. That was big-time wattage. But, I like the 2-meter. I kind of wish I had 2-meter sideband, but I'm too old to put up a tower, and you really need a good antenna and some height. And I just don't want to have my children having to come over and take that down. And I'm 72 years old, and I used to love to climb them, but I just can't anymore, James. It's just out of the question. But I think it's fascinating, the VHF and that. 2-meter sideband, I had it for a little while up in Kansas. It was a real old junky radio that a friend of mine gave me. And it bled into the neighbor's Chinese, I call it China products, one time when he was listening to his stereo. And I told him if he ever heard it, I'd shut it off. And it was like 11 o'clock at night one night, and I was talking to a fellow way down the panhandle of Oklahoma, and I swung the beam around, and it went past his house, and he heard it. And he come over there just to storm, and my ham shack was out in my garage. And I told him, just don't get your jeans in an uproar. I shut it off, and I never did run it again. But a new modern radio wouldn't do that, I don't think. And especially at the frequencies everybody uses nowadays. I have an ice amp and two TS-590s. One of them's an S, one of them's an SG. And I have an ALS 1300. And I can run Morse code up to about 30, usually about 26, 28 words a minute. And if I don't get back at it, though, I'll lose it probably. It's nice talking with your fingers, though, James.
You convinced me there, Tom, and you're not the first one who's tried. I may do that. I hesitate to find an online instructor or any even go to a class because I just ain't sure I'd ever catch up and be good at it. I wouldn't mind finding some sort of a tutorial, I think, online or some kind of an app or something that I could kind of run this thing at my own pace and do my own failures, all of that. So I'm not against it. Yeah, I may, I'd sure like to find something that's, like I say, more online-based, even if it's not for just learning the techniques and learning a bunch of it and then possibly go to a class that's being taught. At least I'd have a handle on that thing to get better at it. So you encourage me there, Tom. I may have to do that and buy me some paddles to go for my KX3 and all of that stuff. So you keep talking. Me and you'll be doing dots and dashes instead of voice to voice.
This is NZRLTR. Well, I'll tell you, Ariel would be an excellent source for that, and Gary would be, and there's lots of nice ones online. When I was coming up, everything was floppy disks and that. I had cassette tapes is what I learned mine with, and when I first started out, I had a 33 and a third RPM record from Radio Shack back in my CB days, and I bought a straight tee from them. That's the worst thing in the world. And here's your tip of the day from an old-timer. Do not start out on a straight key, no matter, and not a bug. That'll kill you. You get you a set of paddles, the most common ones, Bencher, and they're real reasonable. Probably find them used. And start out with that and electronic gear. And it's so much easier than trying to run a straight key. But once you learn the code, you can run a straight key. And some of them are pretty good. I think KI4DOS can run a straight key pretty good. I'd have to ask him. Gary, he runs the net, I think, Wednesday nights. Fine gentleman. And there'd be another good source. But Ariel and Gary would be excellent too, but that's the way to go is with a set of paddles, and then you don't have to buy a real expensive one. I mean, you can spend like anything else. You can buy a 7800 ICOM for $12,000, or you can buy a $600 used 590 and do just as good. and there's nothing wrong with the high end radios, but it's just not at all necessary for code practice, put it that way. And that's the way I'd go about it. I had one online back in the early days, and I wouldn't hardly start using the internet for several years after my buddies were. And it would send you a letter, and then you would type it in, and then it would go faster and faster at your own pace. And another good place is on the W1AW has broadcasts at 5 words a minute, and I think practically every night of the week. And there's a schedule in your QST. And if you got an HF rig, they transmit it on multiple bands, James. And you can start out with that at 5 words a minute. It takes time, and you need to do it about 30 minutes a day. And if you burn yourself out, that's no good. Or you might even do it twice a day for a half hour. But that's my recommendation, over.
A bit of this conversation, this is KK4JFO back to NOT. Yeah, I'm back to Tom. NOTR, so whatever. And, I think... I guess I'm just going to have to do this. I'm just going to spend more time thinking on this thing real hard. You're just telling me all kinds of exciting stuff. I'm just getting plumb excited about all you're telling me here. I'll probably have to catch up with you again. Let you tell me some more of this stuff again, back and forth, about what you recommended and all that stuff, not to do and what to do. But I may smoke this thing over a little bit. I'm somewhat like the rest of you guys. I don't quarantine, but this virus has got me shut down from doing a lot of stuff. I got more time. I'm a school teacher up here, and we're I've been out without kids since March, and been kidding all summer. I don't even know what the new school year is going to look like. I might end up with a whole bunch of time and can devote a lot of time to this thing. So I think I'll just do that. I think I'll just follow up on what we've talked about and just see all about that. And I'll catch up with you every now and then and let you give me some more advice about what to get and not to get. And I love all you're talking about on that W1AW and all that stuff. That's I don't know anything about any of that stuff, so... I'm glad you do. I think I might follow up on that a little bit. Might start looking into that tonight a little bit.
Well, do you get 2ST, James?
I get QST every month, and even got the online digital version on my phone.
Well, in about the middle of it is the W1AW schedule, and they tell you when they broadcast on which bands. The good thing about that is, now it's good to go online and get it because it's pure, but the good thing about using W1AW is the fact that you get all of the QRNC and QRM and all of that stuff, all of the static and adjacent noise and that you would in real life. And but the fact that CW is such a narrow bandwidth, it's just great, and it'll come through when sideband wouldn't even have a chance. But that's a good thing about using the W1AW schedule. I've been thinking about doing that myself. And then I get sidelined and start watching the old Western channels or something on TV. I'm an old-timer. We watch over-the-air grit TV all the time. I was in the Navy, James, and we actually had a Morse code key on the last aircraft that I flew in. I flew in two different ones, one off a carrier, and then later on the Patriot Orion's. My brother and I, we say we took our senior cruise to South Vietnam together. He was a personnelman, worked in the office, and I was an anti-submarine warfare guy, and my job was to kill Russian submarines. But we had a Morse code key there, and I'd go up and sit by the operator now and then if we weren't doing anything. And I didn't know how to use it or anything, but it was kind of fascinating. And he did the crypto encryptions and stuff like that. And I always wanted to do it, but first of all, get a set of paddles. Don't get a straight key. You can get a straight key later on. And that's the best way to learn, and you can set the speed on your radio to whatever you want, and then talk to these gentlemen like Gary and Ariel and N4IQ. He's, oh man, he runs CW like no one's business. He can run rings around me, but they're really great, and I think you'll enjoy it. Well, what subject did you say you taught in schools, and God bless you for being a teacher? I don't envy you.
Yep, I kind of backed into that thing, too. I think my whole life has been something I've backed into. Everything I've done, I've backed into it. But nevertheless, I teach over here at the high school. If you're up this way anytime, going down the interstate, you pass Upward Road, Interstate 26, I mean, you'll pass close to my school at East Henderson High School over here. And I teach high school, and I'll start up 19 years here in about 3 weeks. And I teach special ed there, Tom. I teach 14 to 22-year-olds. That's every range of disability that you can have. Teach them all. Everything from learning disabled to autism to physical disabilities. And I mean everything. If they've got it, I teach it. So teach all subjects and to all kids, and all day, every day, same kids, all day, every day. And I can keep them for 8 years if their parents and all that choose for them to stay that long. I can keep them for their full 8 years, and then I'll send them on. But that's what I do, Tom. That's where my heartbeat is right there.
That's precious. I don't know how you have the patience. When I was 13 years old, my parents owned a grocery store. My dad had been laid off for about 4 months from the railroad and then got back on. One of the gentlemen that come in there was developmentally disabled. His name was Alan Schanholzer, and he's passed away now. And he got hooked up with me, and Mom would take us out fishing, and I'd watch over Alan. His mother would let him go with me and nobody else. And we'd go fishing, and he just loved it. And later on, I took him rabbit hunting and squirrel hunting and everything. And we'd load him down with the rabbits and the squirrels. He'd carry them. And he'd go, rain, shine, snow, it didn't matter. And then I went in the service, kind of lost track of him. And when I got back, he found me. And he was living in the Knights of Columbus Tower at the time, assisted living. And my wife and I'd have him out every week for supper on Friday night. He'd come out, and it wouldn't matter if it was 100 degrees. He'd walk out for supper, and then I'd go fishing two or three times a week after work. I was an industrial electrician and electronic technician in a machine shop. First job there was 32 years at that place, and Alan would always come out, and he was very special, I'll tell you. But he was in a thing called Class Limited, so I don't regret a bit sharing with him and taking him places and that. We were not the richest people in the world, but what we had, we did share.
He's speaking my language right there, and it's not for everybody. You understand the feeling of it all, where your heart was with the... Yeah, some can't do it. I mean, and there's no reason, you know, being denying it or what, being ashamed of it or whatever. Some can't do it. And no, not to. Just you can't. And that's all good. They told me when I went to school, and it's been, like I said, long, almost 20 years ago now, they said, you know, you got to believe you're going to do this thing, because the burnout rate is 3 years. That you put everything you got into these kids' lives for a full 3 years right there, and if you make it 3 years, you're one of the finishers right there. You run your course, and so I missed that turnoff somehow. I didn't get the email on the cutoff date or whatever, and I've never lost that desire. I'm 19, going into 19 years now, and never missed a beat, never stopped, and never skipped any years, and love it just like I did the very day one, and looking forward to the kids coming back right now just as much as I can, and so yeah, I missed that turn off after 3 years, still just keep right on going, and I just think me and them are so much alike, we just get along real good every day. KK4JFO, back to NO. Why can I not do your call sign? I do call signs in every contest. N-O-T-R, Tom, for call sign ID.
This is N0TR. You can't use an O. You got to use the zero on my email and all of that stuff, because it'll bounce. And I get called N4TR a lot, but that's not right. But I feel kind of flattered by it. But no, it's Norway Zero Tango Radio. Well, yeah, James, you know what? One chromosome or one little bit of DNA, one way or the other, and that could have been me or you. And that's the way I always looked at it. And my wife, she always baked and everything. And oh, Alan, he could eat, let me tell you. It's some of the funniest things that they do. I remember a couple of different ones. One of the funniest one was Class Limited called me and said, Tom, Alan's going to get kicked out of the Knights Tower. And it was a nice place. And I said, why? Well, he's not sweeping or cleaning his room up nice, and the carpets are getting terrible. Could you do something about it? Well, I was like the old master at arms in the Navy, you know, and a little strict, or a lot strict, I don't know which. But he always had this one thing, let's change the subject, and he always said that. But I called him up, and I said, what's the problem? Well, my sweeper's broke. And I said, your sweeper's broke? I said, Why didn't you call, Alan? I can fix that. No problem. So I get in the car and I drive up to the Knight's Tower. And I'm there and I said, well, bring the sweeper in. And he had a nice one. And I looked it over and I plugged it in and started it up. Worked like a champ. And I said, what's the problem here, Alan? I said, I think you're just lazy. And I said, you're going to get kicked out of here and lose your place, and they'll put you in a rest home. Well, he didn't want that. He says, well, you know, Tom, you always had to go around the long way. You know, I work at the YMCA. And I said, yeah. Well, you know, in the wintertime here, I don't get off work till it's after dark, you know, because I get off at 5, and by the time I get home, it's already dark. I said, Alan, what's that got to do with your sweeper? You'll never guess, Jim, what the problem was.